And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, I mean, I got to, before I go too much further, I got to do the thing here. I mean, you guys, y'all know this is a veteran-friendly show. I talk about veterans issues. I am a veteran. I mean, I am going to be inclined to veterans issues just at a glance any given time. So when I started hearing all those commercials about Camp Lejeune Marine Base having contaminated water, and it's like, what the world's going on? And I called some friends of mine. So I know the guys that run Riley and Jackson Law Firm in Birmingham. They're a statewide firm based out of Birmingham. Riley and Jackson, they do great work. I've even collaborated with them on some other issues. And so they filled me in. They've got five lawyers working this case. Five. It's apparently already been proven the water was indeed contaminated. There are upwards of 19 different illnesses that have been attributed to the contaminated water at Camp Lejeune. If you served there, if you arrived there, if you delivered the mail there between 1953 and 1987 for any period of time, you should check and see whether or not you have a potential claim. You might have been a service member. You might have been a permanent duty station family member. You might have been somebody who was there on TDY or somebody who was there for training. Doesn't matter. Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, between 1953 and 1987, were you there for any given period of time? Call Riley and Jackson. Here's their phone number, 205-879-5000. That's 205-879-5000. Just see if you have a claim. They're not going to charge you for talking to you. They're going to tell you if you have a claim that can be brought for you or on behalf of someone you may have already lost. So give them a call. Again, Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Oh, here's that thing, Boomer. We get your timer ready. I gotta do the thing. How fast can you get your timer ready? No representation made the quality of legal service we perform is greater than the quality of legal service performed by other lawyers.
Whoa, you're down. That's good.
Well, down to 3.08. All right,
yeah,
I'll take it.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen. I gotta go down this road here too. We got breaking news a minute ago, and this so lawyer Phil here. Is looking at this going, this could be legit. So I'm looking at a story that just broke on Fox in the last couple hours. While we were talking with Andrew Ford and doing the other stuff here on the show with the Triple Dipper, bam, federal court rules big tech has, quote, no freewheeling First Amendment right to censor. Ooh, this is, all right, this is how the road to the Supreme Court gets paved right here. It says, decision upholds Texas law that limited the right of social media companies to squash opinions. So you know the deal. You know how things like, how dare you talk about ivermectin and say you're concerned about COVID vaccinations. Bing! Suddenly you're derailed from being on your social media platform. Or how about Hunter Biden's laptop? You can't talk about that. Bing! You're off. Or how about just anything else they just don't like? Well, so Texas passed a law seeking to curb censorship by social media. And, of course, Twitter and Facebook and perhaps some of the others, they went to court over the issue. The lawsuit is over HB 20. It was signed into law by Governor Abbott about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I think. The lawsuit includes Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and it says the law says they cannot censor or limit users' speech based upon viewpoint expression. The premise here, I believe, is that they are not just a private company anymore. They have become so large, they've become so interwoven with the fabric of society that they are, in effect, the new version of the public square. And so in the public square, you cannot have someone limit your speech. Well, if you're going to make yourself the new electronic public square, and I saw one stat that said something like 71% of all adults in America get their news sourcing through Twitter. What does that tell you? If they want to suppress a story, they are hitting a major section of society. So the lawsuit challenged the bill, and the federal judge, Andrew Oldham of the Fifth Circuit, said the platforms argued for what he called a rather odd inversion of the First Amendment, that somehow buried somewhere in a person's enumerated right to free speech lies a corporation's unenumerated right to muzzle that speech. He says, today we reject the idea that corporations have a freewheeling First Amendment right to censor what people say. Wow, that's unequivocal. Well, of course, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's been out there fighting this thing, he jumped right in, man. He jumped right in, and he said that, you know, literally he says, I just secured a massive victory for the Constitution and the free speech in federal court. Big tech cannot censor the political voices of any Texan. Well, this is going to have ripple effects, and you got to know that this is the kind of thing that, immediately the big tech attorneys are going to appeal this, and I know they will. It's a given. It's also, though, what is known as a circuit-splitting issue. We have the various judicial circuits within the federal court system. Alabama lies within the Alabama, Georgia, and Florida lie within the 11th Circuit. Texas is in the 5th Circuit. The 11th Circuit that we're in already struck down a similar social media law that was in Florida. So now we have what's known as split circuiting. And that basically means the Supreme Court is more than likely to take it up because they have to resolve the conflicts. They have to say, okay, is if one circuit is seeing it this way and another circuit seeing it a different way, we can't have a patchwork quilt of laws around the nation. We have to resolve this. We have to bring it to a point where it is understandable and is even across the board so that you don't have inequities in the application of law. Well, and by the way, you've also it's necessary because Facebook, Google, Twitter, they are national or they're international. But they're national in their scope under these laws, so there's no way they could comply with something in one state that is different in another state. There's no way they could function, and I get it. So we're going to see. I suspect the Supreme Court will have to and this is going right back to that section 230. I'm totally going off the cuff here, Boomer. But section 230 of the law is often what the title referred to. It's section 230 of the what was it called? The Internet Decency Protection Act or something like that. And it was passed a long time ago to basically prevent children from being exposed to pornography online. It meant that these tech platforms, they could censor things if it meant keeping that kind of thing away from children and protecting the public. Well, it's gone so far beyond that. They protect you from whatever they don't like.
And whatever they think. Yeah. Whatever they think is
exactly
not right.
So they've been hiding behind Section 230 now for years. As in, well, Congress has already afforded us the ability to, you know, limit the use of our platforms on things that we deem to be inappropriate. Oh, no. That was not what it was meant to do.
Right.
So Hunter Biden's laptop, although it probably had a bunch of stuff on it that doesn't even see my kids, be honest, that was never designed to be protected by Section 230.
Wow.
So we'll see, man. This may go somewhere. That's breaking news.
That was just while we were talking.
Yeah, I just did a whole soliloquy on a breaking news. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hey, listen, folks, you guys are driving home right now. I got to tell you, as you're heading home, let me just suggest something to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. You can't beat it. Now, they got great coffees, award-winning coffees. Dry roast, they'll grind the beans, make it fresh, steaming cup of black coffee. Oh, yes. You know, but then you've also got, by the way, the treat coffees. Charlene calls them the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos. But their food, you might want to think about on the way home, not doing the usual drive-through fast food. Yeah. Chicken fingers? No. Burgers? No. Go get you a womelet. Go get some waffles. Go get a wrap. Go get a salad. Go get something that you'll enjoy. Something off a menu that nobody else has. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations. One on Hughes Road in Madison. The other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. All right, folks. What a great day. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. Right Side Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.